just trying to wait on the Lord on what could be appropriate beginning of the year like this. So like to go through this service together this morning. Amen. I believe you're all happy to be around, to be in service with all the wonderful testimonies you had from last year. I want to believe that the Lord has done you a lot of good. Amen. And we're starting this year with a lot of trust that the Lord will answer the prayers that we have made from beginning of the year up to now. Some have got strong resolutions. And you have prayed and given that to the Lord so that he can undertake for you. We know that God answers prayer. Amen. I'd like to read from Hebrews in chapter 13. From verse 1 to 9. Amen. So verse 1, that also becomes the title or the thought we'd like to be sharing today. Let brotherly love continue. Amen. Be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares. Remember them that are in bonds, as bound with them, and them which suffer adversity, as being yourselves also in the body. Marriage is honorable in all, and the bed undefiled, but warmongers and adulterers God will judge. Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have, for he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what men shall do unto me. Remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. This is the scripture that was accompanying the revival of the end time. Be not carried about with divers and strange doctrines, for it is a good thing that the heart be established with grace, not with meats which have not profited them that have been occupied therein.
Zvakanaka urege kusimbiswa nezvokudya zvisina kubatsira vakafamba mazviri.
Amen. Praise the Lord. May the Lord add blessing to the reading of his word. You may be seated. So we just want to come down and do a little bit of hygiene in our lives as we start the year. Amen. The strongest bond which the prophet has been talking to us about is love. Love among the brethren, love in the families, and love in the different communities. Amen. Because the one that is love himself is God. Love is a person, and that is Almighty God. And we would like to have him in our homes, we would like to have him in our communications as friends, and especially in church. Amen. So we want to see him. We want to feel him. We would like to see what he is doing among us. The Bible says, "By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, when you love one for another." Amen. And Brother Branham was preaching in that little message, "Humble Thyself." It was more like a comment that he was giving after Brother Leville had spoken. How important it was to keep yourself away from malice, from anger, from wrath, and all these things that pose division among people. And he says people from far and wide will come up to Branham Tabernacle and ask, "How do you keep these people together?" They'll be so close and so knitted until it'll be so painful for them to move away from one another to go to their different homes. I like these brethren thus quickly pulling up the quote that will be paraphrasing. Isn't this good? No, they've been doing that already. Amen. So it's wonderful. We certainly appreciate that. Amen. So this is what we're talking about. It is our desire that we see the people of God getting knitted together. Without divisions and cliques and clans on business lines, on where you come from and what you are doing. Amen. The moment we arrive here, those things, they disappear. Then every brother here, every sister is one of you. We strive to be family. We strive to work together and carry one another's burdens. Amen. You feel a lot better when somebody carries your burden. We remember in the book of James where he says, you close your bowels of mercy, and somebody who is in need, you simply say, you go your way. But you know you are able to help them. Amen. But Paul says in Corinthians, it is more blessed to give than to receive. Do the best you can to help somebody else that's in need. You are not going to be receiving praise from those particular people, but Almighty God sees that. Amen. And we have what we normally know as the golden rule. The prophet also spoke about that. Do unto others what you would like them to do to you. That is an English saying, but it also runs short. Because when you push it in the scripture, the Bible says, if you greet only those who greet you, where is your reward? If you only give those who give you, where is your reward? But rather, give those who you don't even intend to receive anything from them. Amen. Because it is God who has got your reward. You also know the scripture says, cast your bread upon the waters. It'll come back to you someday. Amen. So the way God does it, your reward is in the giving. It's not in the receiving. If you give the one and you don't even think that that brother, or you're not waiting for him to give it back to you, God knows where it is coming from, and he'll give back to you. Amen. So you do it happily, and God is going to also bless you happily. This is why it is called a free will offering. It's from your heart, and God knows how to bless you. Is that right? He can give you equally, you know, in the way you have given out, or he might even multiply. He knows your needs. Amen. I was speaking the other day when we came from Rwanda. You know, God has got a way of molding people. Maybe humbling them so that God would know how to mold them. How in 3 months, in that genocide, 1 million people died. That that nation ended up all mourning and crying, and they were so humbled. And none of the tribes felt that we are better than the other at the end. But we heard that they had to try all the criminals that were killing people. And coming up publicly to say, it's me that did that, it's me that killed so and so, please forgive me. It was almost like church, the whole nation, can you imagine? And they were giving they were giving forgiveness, you know, without any reservation. And they started working together. We told you about cleanliness in the whole country. How even the president will also go out on the street on say at least one day in the week to go clean up the place. These were programs to help the people to work together for a common good. That brought back a lot of respect one for another. So much that their crime rate has gone way, way down. Amen. It's all because they know where they're coming from. And they know if we do this, it is going to help us as a country. I have an example of one of the pastors that hosted us. Maybe some of you would know or have heard about one called Pastor Balinda. God blessed him in certain ways that at one time he was a senator in the country. But he was a believer at that time. But he thought of what he would do to help the community. He built two universities. One of them is one of the best in the country. He also built two high schools with his own money. And he built three other churches of the other believers. And right in the area where his university is, he built a church that seats about 3,000 people. He also built a lodge that can seat maybe, can take maybe up to 40 people. So when preachers or people go over there, you know, he'll just house them and it's easy for the church. I liked it because it's somebody who got blessed by God, and he wants his mind was not on himself, but it was on the believers. Isn't that wonderful? Yes, it's like when we got one of our brothers here that blows the that's in the brass band, Brother Tino. Where is he? I don't see where Brother Tino is, but He's up in the balcony. Oh, yeah, he's right there. Remember, we asked him to give us some piece of music, and we all liked it, right? And he was the only one who had that musical instrument. And you know how we brought the issue to you? We said, if you want to be taught how to blow that musical instrument, you buy yours so that you won't use his. Yeah, we were also blocking sisters who wanted to blow on his, or brothers also, and also mentioned that he was already in courtship. Wasn't that a nice way of bringing it? Yeah. But I've never checked if this brother would want me to mention his name, but all these other instruments that you see here, one brother decided, I'm going to buy them. He bought one brother. Amen. But he bought them and he said, those who feel like can blow and they've got the talent, you come, and they're all using the instruments that he bought. Amen. So when you are enjoying the music from the brass band, you are certainly giving God the glory because of one brother who did that. Isn't that wonderful? Yes. So we are not waiting to fold our hands and say we want to see who is going to do what. You have got to stand up and do something yourself for Almighty God. Is that right? We didn't push that brother to do it. But you have got to pray and say, Lord, I'm part of the bride. What do you want me to do? Amen. Does God answer prayer? Yes, that is what we know. That is one of the first and biggest slogans we have in the message. God answers prayer. Amen. We know that. So when you pray and ask God, what must I do? What part can I also play for your body? And you do it if God puts it upon your heart. And I know God is going to bless you. We're not speaking the Pentecost way. No, no. Far from it. The Pentecostals major on that because they don't have message. Amen. We preach it. We preach other things. We preach the word because it's all part of the same thing. Amen. So we don't want to push it aside because the Pentecostals preach it. You just have to know where your blessings are coming from and center on that, and God is going to bless you. Amen. The other day we spoke here on what you can do, and we put up a list at the back there on what you can do so that you also can receive blessings from the Lord. I haven't checked from the trustees if we have got any takers yet on some of those lists. But that is your area now. God can help you.
No.
Amen. If you want to do it in a big way, come and talk to us. We'll tell you what we're just about to be doing or what we are planning so that you can just take over. We desire that this year everybody has got to be on the post of duty and work very well on the post of duties. Greatest battle that has ever been fought, the prophet spoke about the constellation, the stars in the heavens. How each one of them stands in his position. And each star is following an orbit. And it is spinning as it is going. Like even this very earth where we are on right now, it is spinning on its axis. And it is also going round. This is where we've got winters and summers and autumn and springs and so forth, because its position to the sun changes the situation. But the prophet says those stars, they don't hit one another, they don't get into another's orbit. This is how God made them. But do you also know that you are a star? Amen. You have got influence around you. Just like every planet has got a certain amount of gravity on it, you too have got a certain amount of gravity on you. Influence. When a believer is filled with the Holy Ghost, he is in his right orbit. God sets you into orbit the moment you are filled with the Holy Ghost. And you will never clash with another brother. Because the two of you have got the same spirit in. But if people have got wrong spirit like Abel and Cain, they are bound to clash. This is why we must pray that God would lead us and guide us. And to allow you to be in your own position. Position is a place of power. God can never use you until you know your position. When you know your position, you must accept it. And begin to work while you are in your position. Amen. Now, suppose Joshua would have said, look, I think there are other people better than me. I just want to stay behind and still I want to go round and round Kadesh Barnea. This issue of going through, I don't think it's mine. Yes, it's a human feeling that somebody is better than you. We must have that. But when God confirms your position, then you've got to stand. And the prophet says, when Joshua understood that God wants him to lead the people, he felt the weight of responsibility. And he knew, I must do it, I must go. And God confirmed to him, no man shall ever stand before you all the days of your life. Wherever your footprint goes onto, you already possess that place. What more courage would you want when God confirms that that is your position? The first thing, the first position that every one of us has got to know is that you are a believer. And the devil wants to fight you on that position of a believer. Because every believer is supposed to be holding on to the word of God, because every soldier must have a weapon. And the first thing that devil does is to tell you that your weapon does not work. If you've got a machine gun that's spitting so many bullets in a very short time, the devil is going to tell you, this one is going to jam right now. It'll just spit one at a time. But you must tell the devil, I know this weapon. I know what this weapon is going to do to me. You will never rest. Every day you are fighting the devil, right? We have got to know that. Because the devil is telling you are in the wrong position, but you know where you are standing. The prophet knew his position, that he was a messenger of this age. He was not waiting for Billy Graham to come and take the message, or any other preacher in this generation to try and take the message on. But the prophet knew, education or no education, I have been called in this end time to be a messenger. And God confirmed that to him beyond any shadow of doubt. When he went to Sabino Canyon and he was praying, and that sword came and it fitted his hand so well, he knew, the message has been given to me to bring to the rest of the nation. He knew it. Is all right? It's confirmation upon confirmation. A believer who prays receives confirmation from the Lord. Because we know God answers prayer and God talks to you. When you pray, you are not just going in there quiet and walking out quiet. God is speaking. What is he saying to you? Firstly, about your position. It's a place of power. You only overcome the devil when you know who you are. Didn't the prophet say, when the bride knows her position, then the rapture will be? The reason why we are always in the wilderness is because we don't know who we are. We don't know where we are going. We don't know our position. But once he reveals it to you, you are going to say, this is my territory. Nobody's going to fight me. Amen. This is the idea we must know. Do you know that even wild animals, they know their positions? It knows that this is my territory. Year in, year out, it is just in that territory. It knows this is mine. If you try to go into this territory, you are in trouble. If another animal comes into this territory, trouble begins. So if animals have got the sense of knowing their position, why don't you know your position also? You must know your rights. You must know what God has called you to do. Is that right? The prophet says when sickness comes into your home, you don't just sit back. But you know that you are a fighter. You tell the devil, not my home. You can't touch me. Then you're already in a battle with the devil. This is what we must do. Is that right? God has given us a message. So powerful. Much more than our imagination. God has given us knowledge of the message. God has widened our horizons. People of your age, they don't match with you. Look at yourself. You are a spiritual giant. You might not know about that. Look at yourself right now. Can you say, I'm looking at a spiritual giant? How many spiritual giants do we have here? Amen. So when the children of Israel were going over into the promised land, they said there are lots of giants there and we are not able to overcome them. You must know it's a battle of giants. God has made you a spiritual giant. Hallelujah. We must believe that. Amen. Back to our family church. We want to help one another. Amen. Sisters, older sisters, help the younger ones. Amen. We don't have to divert our messages and say, young sister, what are you doing? How do you dress like this? How do you speak like this when we've got lots of elderly sisters? That's a job. Older brothers the same. Older brothers the same. We are all helping one another. You are on your post of duty. We are doing something for God. How many of you know this story? Of this other lady who felt compassion over this little baby that was sick and the mother was busy handling this little one. And this sister came up and said, sister, I feel like I must pray for your baby. Can you allow me to pray for your baby? She didn't say, I'm going to the deacons and report you because you want to pray for my child when the prophet is there to pray for my child. She's got the feeling. Is that right? And the lady says, go ahead. She prayed for that little one. Not only that, and gave her a place to sit. Her own place. What a feeling. When service was over, that other sister with the sick baby came to join the prayer line. And when her turn came up, Brother Branham says, your baby is no longer sick. Your baby is healed already. That lady, before service, prayed for your baby. And he said, she has got a motherly feeling more than I do. And God used that feeling to pray for that baby. But the little girls of today, if an elderly sister calls them, say, sit down, sister, I want to talk to you. Say, get away from me. 2018, they can say that. So are you the people that's called old timers? So you're also old cranks. What do you want to do to us? We are new people, so we must also enjoy it in the message. They do that. You see? So their mind is wrong to begin with. You need help. Somebody was behaving the way you're behaving today. Long time ago, and they know what happened, they know the consequences, and they want to help you out. Is that true, brothers? Sisters, let's help one another. Amen. If a certain brother sees that this brother is working just a few days and back home, working a few days somewhere else and goes back, they call them. They say, brother, what is your problem? This other brother gave you this job. And you just worked a few days and you went back home. What's wrong with you? She says, the job is too hard. So, but it's also hard for us. Is there anybody who is enjoying job? I mean, we're all sweating, right? Every job is sweat. It's a sacrifice. You sacrifice your sleep. You sacrifice your enjoyment. You want to travel. You sacrifice all that so that you can work for your family. So everybody must work. Get a job and work there. It doesn't matter how hard it is, whether it is raining, whether it is so hot and windy. Work. Some people don't want to work. They want to receive only. And they even accuse you for not giving. They even show you a scripture that you have got to give, and they don't want to work. If you know we've got a loafer around, give them a job. If you know where the jobs are, tell them, brother, we've got a job here for you. Sister, we've got a job here. But if you're working now in that sister's house, you have got to make sure you respect her. Listen to her orders. Because she is your boss. You want to complain, oh, I just want to eat as much as you are eating, equal food and whatever. Anyway. I also want to rest like you're resting. So. Obey. That mother in that house is your boss. If you don't obey her, you are not obeying God. Do you see the chain? Yes. If you don't obey this woman here, you are not obeying God. Is that true? And the bosses must give these ladies the correct amount of pay. You don't take advantage of sister-sister relationship. Is that right? So, is it working both ways? For the sister who is working and the lady boss, madam boss. It must work correct either way. Don't ever take advantage of brotherhood. Shanda Shamal. Is that right? And God is going to bless you if you respect your boss. Is that right? It's just like a church. Some people don't even want to listen to a deacon. The deacon comes, pulls you out. Brother, I want you to move out of here and go sit over there because we want to bring a couple here. Brother, do you know what time I woke up today? I woke up so early because I wanted this position. But now you want to remove me from here and give me another and put somebody else who woke up 10 o'clock. You don't do that. No, 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 no. It's not a battleground. Right? No, no, just accept nicely and go and sit down. And listen to the gospel wherever you are. We build this church in such a way that wherever you are sitting, you are seeing the preacher. Nobody is going like this. Is that right? So wherever you are placed, just enjoy that. Is that right? Yes. They are helping you. They want to help somebody else. Give your place to somebody else. And you're also doing your duty to make sure somebody enjoys the gospel. Is that right? Yeah. If a preacher preaches here and in his message he knocks right on your door, and he comes right into wardrobe and he goes into every aspect of your life. After service, Pastor, can I see you? Were you talking about me? This man is preaching by the Holy Ghost. Is that right? The Holy Ghost is the prophet. The Holy Ghost is a preacher. Do you know what we tell you? If the cap fits you, is that right? Accept the gospel quietly and enjoy the word of God. Is that right? The reason why I can speak like that here is because I don't preach about you. Is that right? Even if I take you into my office and scrub you and do this, I will never talk about you. Is that a testimony? Everywhere up there, is that a testimony? Yes, we don't even want to talk about you. You are not my message. I've got lots to preach about. Not to preach about your home and your mistakes and we don't do that. We have a lot to preach from. But if somehow it comes into your area, don't let the devil tell you now he's aiming on me. What benefit do I have? If I preach about you and preach about your home or preach about your wife or preach about your children, what benefit? And worship God nicely. And you say, yeah, got it a fair manch. If I don't preach about you, don't talk about your officers. Pagadia. Draw. We don't talk about you. Why do you want to talk about them? Let's get back in the scripture. So that you can be a scriptural believer. Is that right? Because it's good. It's fair. We must do that which is right. If the prophet never mentioned people's names on the pulpit, why should he do that? You see, we want to cultivate family life. You are my brother, you are my sister. Is that right? If I see your daughter on the road misbehaving, should I say, it's up to them? No. I'll take that one. If I'm driving, I'll put them in the car to your house straight. I say, Mama, look at this. Is it fair? Amen. Your child is my child. And that's the best way to do things. Is that right? Don't you ever say they are jealous over my children. They are telling me that my child is in mischief. They are jealous over mine. That spirit does not come from God. Why should a brother think of just trying to say things about your family? Why? Why should they do that? No, we don't have time for that. We've got time for the word of God. Is that right? We want to help you. Amen. If you try to protect your children when other brothers are trying to help you, it's you that is wrong. Because one day you're going to see that what they were talking about is correct. When she's coming home pregnant, from the very people that those brothers were talking about. What are you going to do? You were busy protecting that one. But the mischief is up in the open. Because, you know, whatever you do in private, one day it's going to be shouted from the housetop. Is that scripture? Yes. Amen. Everybody in his position. Amen. So, our brothers that's busy on a live stream, work on that. Bring our teams together. Let's have the best. Is that right? Why did we start it and have half job? Let's have the best. We must have meetings with all these brothers so that we have the best. The brothers on the controls, make sure all the mics here are working. We don't have dummy mics here. We don't have korokoro mics here. We must throw them away and have the right ones. This way. Why should you give somebody a mic that doesn't work? And he screams on top of the voice and nothing is going in. It's either we throw that mic away or we have to open that one. And you say, amen. If we've got brothers that's busy giving people mic, let's see them giving people mics. Otherwise, you're going to be surprised when sisters are coming up and say, take this one. Take, sisters will be coming up now and giving these people mics. When we've got brothers that can do that. Are you getting where I'm coming from? Everybody in his position. And so, if you've got a translator like him, he does a good job. Doesn't he? Yes. He does a good job. Do you know what a translator does? He's speaking to his own audience that doesn't understand English. And his job is to make sure they're getting the message equally with those who are getting it in English. And you say, now, if he speaks and somebody shouts from the back, so, 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 giving him the right word. And another sister from there, and another sister, and others, they're busy shouting. We want somebody who speaks straight. And everybody is enjoying. Everybody in their position. Amen. Amen. Every instrument giving us the right sound. Those guys, they know what they are doing, right? Yeah? You've been enjoying these days, these years, all this other time. Because these guys, they know what they're doing. So it's not like the preacher is busy preaching and it goes like this. And then he tries, it goes squee this other side. No, 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 no. That's not controls. Or the preacher is like preaching from a pot. Our brothers know how to control that. Let's give them a round of applause. Isn't that good? Yeah. When you are asked to come and sing here, of course, now you all know you're standing here. So that you get in the video right here.
If you go that side, you can't see.
Come here. And give us the best. Sing us the best. Is that right? Yes, sing us the best. Because that's your job, that's your position. And we want to be blessed. You don't sing like the worldly people. And you twist before people. You want people to see how you can twist and the kind of new dress you have. No, no, no. No, we don't do that. Otherwise, we'll come and pick you from here. Stand up straight. Sing us a song. Amen. Of course, with a smile on your face. Amen. And if you've been singing all along, after you are married, please come back and sing. Because what kind of a gift is it that dies after marriage? Otherwise, you want us to imagine or think otherwise. No, we don't want to go that direction. But seeing married or after marriage, please come. Because you are a blessing to us. And you say, amen. Do you know what Brother Branham says? If you have a gift, that gift is not for yourself. It's our gift. God gave you a gift to bless the people. Please come and bless us. We don't have to force you to bless us. When I need a blessing, you also must feel it. Amen. This way. Amen. But please live a correct life for us. Before you sing, we know you are living right. Is that right? You're not coming up here because you've got boyfriends or girlfriends around you, and then you want to have a third one. Because once we know that, we're going to pull you out. This way, is that fair? Yes. Why? Listen to this. If the preacher is a thief, whenever he is preaching, his stealing spirit goes together with what he is preaching about. Then before the year comes an end, a few people are already in prison. Why? The spirit is coming from here. Yeah, that's what the prophet said. If you are living wrong and you're coming to sing here, that spirit that is around you is going to be spread on the people, and within no time, everybody is just like you. We're not saying please don't come. Come, please. And sing for us. Because we want a blessing. Is that right? Amen. It does us a lot of good when you are doing that which is from your heart. Amen. Please come early to church. Come to church early. And don't miss church. You know, we start singing 9:30, right? But that's not the time the service starts. The service starts 9 o'clock. We start off with quiet time. Then, after quiet time, 9:30, we start singing. Yeah. This is what we know in the message. How comfortable is your home? Kukuti kana 9 zacho hautomborota kuti ndedzako futi. Iwe dzako iwe unotangana quarter to 10.
That you don't even think that this 9 o'clock time being stipulated applies to you also.
Takutoziva kuti mamwe ma sister 10 o'clock ndopa vanenge vachisvika.
We know certain sisters no matter what.
Pamwe anogara nechekufriend kunoko. Anoti go achibva kuti vanhu isacheuke so.
And she might sit in front here. She will be tiptoeing there from the back, nicely making some sounds.
Akasvika na 9 ka hapana nomuona because atogara kare.
Ada
kuti asvike vanhu vese vagara manje vachimba cheuka so go go go
otherwise
chazopa list manje kuti sisa ninga unosvika nguva dzakati sisa ninga
unosvika.
You know we won't do that.
We
will never do that. Because we know you are very responsible people, right? Amen. God bless you, Brother Mago. All right. I want to read a quote. Enticing Spirits. From paragraph
161.
Are we still here? Do you enjoy quotes? Amen is what the prophet said. So we enjoy reading what he said. Jesus in his prayer said, Father, I sanctify myself. Jesus became sanctified to the church. He could have got married, but he didn't do it. He became sanctified. Let me tell you what this means. What he is saying here when he's saying, I sanctify myself for the church. He's not saying, I'm trying to clean myself for the church. But he could have done certain things, but he didn't do those things for the sake of the church. Is that right? Like you say, he could have been married. He was a man. He could have had business. But he quit all that. Because his job did not require him to do that. Are you seeing what is happening here? Do you know me as a pastor? If I start, it's okay, still the same. If I start putting on tight trousers, it shapes my knee, it shapes my calf, it shapes everything. Then I start walking like that. Do you know what is going to happen? Before the year ends, all the young people here and the deacons, they're going to do that. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? I'm explaining what sanctifying means. So I don't do that. I wear normal clothes. So that everybody must wear normal clothes. So I sanctify myself for you. That is the meaning. Is that right? I can tell my wife, from now on, your dress must be right on the knee. She might do it because I'm a husband, and I'm telling her what to do. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? But the moment she puts it right on the knee, after 2 months, all the deacons' wives and all other married sisters on the knee, and all the young sisters above the knee. You understand that? Because the whole idea is the young people, they want to find a justification for putting on something that is a bit high. Are you getting that? So, for your sake, I won't let her put on knee high. Because somebody is going to do higher. If you ask her, why are you doing this? Ma'am Fundis does that. But if you stand with mindfulness, it might be on the knee, but his is way up here. She won't even do that. Because she knows it's not right. So, for your sake, she puts on decent dressing. So that you won't have a reason for putting on something that is indecent. Are you getting the idea? Yes. Yeah. Because the devil influences us in the wrong way. Suppose I travel. And where I move there, I find, you know, nice extension. Then I tell my wife, just cut half. Just add on to what you have. Don't make it too long, just half. But you know what is going to happen? The moment my wife does that, within no time, the whole church extensions. Every one of them. But for your sake, no extension. Are you getting what I'm saying? We always tell people, these things are not right. You have got spirits, Chinese spirits and Indian spirits hanging on you. No wonder why you are arguing with your husband and almost fighting him. It's all because the spirit is coming from India. Are you getting that? For your sake. She won't do that. For your sake, no more clothes. Yeah, if I try to come in jean, even jean suit, as long as it is jean, every Sunday all the brothers are in jean. It's all because there's somebody who is doing it here. Are you getting the meaning of this quote? Father, I sanctify myself. I don't do certain things. Amen. For the church's sake. Is that right? He would have got married, but he didn't do it. He became sanctified. He said, sanctify them. Father, to the truth. Thy word is the truth. Now, let's lay aside every weight. If you got temper, you got something about you that you talk when you ought not to talk. Because the moment you talk, it's up. Because some people worship their temper. Brother, don't talk to me about that. You know, otherwise very soon I'll be short-tempered. That's all you got to do. Repent and receive the Holy Ghost. And that temper goes. Is that right? Now, let's lay aside every weight. If you got a temper, you got something about you that you talk when you ought not to talk. Says, oh God, lay it there now. Watch the fire of the altar. Come down and take it away. Watch the love of God. Lick it up. Watch all that old selfishness. The way you have been talking to your wife, the way you've been talking to your husband, the way you've been talking to your neighbor, the way you've talked about the people in church, lay it on the altar this morning and let the fire of God will come down and take it right away, and divine love will burn in its place. Amen. We have one problem. We don't want to think about the kind of life and behaviors we are doing. What I spoke, did that please that brother? We don't take inventory. Did my brother enjoy the story that I gave him? Even what I was saying to them, did they like it? But you don't even know somebody is not receiving it well. Amen. If you got sickness, lay it on the altar. Say, Lord, here it is. Create in me a clean spirit. Create in me a healing power. See what God will do. God will do it this morning. Is he able to do it? Let's hear him in prayer. He says, our Heavenly Father, we bow in thy presence in behalf of those at the altar. Let thy grace rest upon each one of them, Father. I can't do it for them. They've got to do it themselves. No man can do it for them. They have to do it alone. Let their souls now say in themselves, oh God, this temper, I lay it down here, Lord. I'll never pick it up. No matter what comes or goes, I'll let it go from now on. This tongue of mine has been easy to take sides with a bunch of gossip. Lord, I'm laying it down here. I'll never pick it up again. Sanctify my tongue. Lord, let me feel the angels coming through like Isaiah did when he said, I'm of unclean lips. Woe is me. Let the angel come, take the tongs and the wind to the altar and get the coals of fire. And go the coals of fire and lay it upon on his lips and sanctify it. God, sanctify every talker this morning. That talks wrong and sows discord. Grant it, Lord. Is he praying for you also? Are you going to take sides with gossip this morning? No. Let God help us. We want to make sure we're overcomers. All by the grace of God. I want to read a scripture. And then I'll read a quote as we close this afternoon. Philippians 1. From verse 1. Paul and Timotheus, the servants of Jesus Christ, to all the saints in Christ Jesus, which are at Philippi, with the bishops and deacons. Grace be unto you, and peace from God our Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God upon every remembrance of you. Always in every prayer of mine for you, all making requests with joy. Have you ever had time to pray for your brother or your sisters? Do you sometimes do that? Or you are just content with prayer for food? Do you know? You can say, today I'm going to be praying for certain brothers. And you pinpoint every one of them in prayer to God. So that they can have good lives. Not that they must come and look for you. Young sister, do you hear that? Amen. And make it a point also, when you hear prayer requests being read here, deacons are busy reading, and you jot that down. Yeah, that brother is in trouble, that sister is in trouble, and you get time to pray for them. That's our job. Pray one for another. We make mention of brothers' names in prayer because we want God to undertake for them. And this is what Paul is talking about here. For your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now. Being confident of this very thing, that he which had begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Even as it is meet for me to think this of you all, because I have you in my heart. Do you have brothers in your heart? Insomuch as both in my bones and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel, you all are partakers of my grace. For God is my record, how greatly I long after you all in the bowels of Jesus Christ. And this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgment. That you may approve things that are excellent, that you may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ. Did you remember the scripture we read in Hebrews? Where Paul was saying, you must not forget to entertain strangers. Because some have entertained angels unawares. Do you know who he was talking about? Abraham. Is that right? Yeah. So when Elohim came, something had told him, this one. And you know what he did? He killed a fatted calf, brought in milk and cakes and everything, and they enjoyed that. Amen. But one day, you're going to do that. God in flesh. The flesh of the people who are sitting here. Amen. When you do that to them, you are doing it for God. Is that true? If you try to say, no, I don't have enough, this is only for my family, I don't want to give anybody else that's passing through here. That's the end you have. You won't have more. But the more you give out, the more God brings. Try that. And see how God is going to bless you. Amen. Invite somebody for lunch. Invite somebody for dinner. Is all right? Yeah, go meet somebody someplace and have breakfast together. There's something about eating together. Amen. Invite them, let them come. They won't finish your food. But their coming is adding some more. How many of you believe that? Yeah, don't be mean. Open up. Amen. If you try to hide your food under your bed, your bed is going to burn. And then you want to ask us to help you buy another bed. But you know exactly what happened. Are we still happy? Yes, we're always happy in the Lord. I want to read from Christ, the mystery of God revealed. I'll end up with this. Paragraph 79. Amen. And Brother Neville goes through many strains and heartaches. That doesn't show it here at the tabernacle. But being that the Lord lets me have a little sight into people's life, I know what he goes through. A whole lot of it. See, he certainly goes under a lot of labor and strains and things. And you people here, hold him up like Joshua and Caleb, holding up the hands of Moses as he is bringing the word. This is the part that we normally want to start from. Amen. But you must know that people go through strains and heartaches and things. Is that right? Love one another above everything. Love one another. No matter what the devil tries to say. Now you're all one great, big, sweet group now. But remember my warning. See, Satan won't let that stay that way. No, sir. He'll shoot everything. Love one another. He says, it doesn't matter what the devil is telling you. That this brother is like this. This sister is like this. Forget about the devil. Forget about what the devil is telling you. Amen. You look at your brother the way the word of God tells you to. And the devil is not happy when he sees happy people. He'll do all he can to break brotherhood. if he has to bring somebody in to make his target, he'll bring some critic or unbeliever in and sit him down. And cause him to fellowship with you under the quietness and things. And then he'll shoot that guy with some kind of poison stuff. And he'll start through the church with it. Don't you take sides with it? What is the prophet saying? Somebody can be around 10 years, 15, 20 years, quiet, but all of a sudden, he begins to say a lot of things. And everyone says, oh yeah, he's a fine brother. He's been around a long time. He's an old timer. Poison stuff. The devil shoots that brother with poison. And whatever he begins to say is poison, poison, poison. You know, people listen to old timers quite a lot. That deacon is not doing right. It's me that was supposed to be there. Because when you're a deacon, you must do like this, you must do like this. You must ask us. We know these things. We've been here long. You don't know. Poison stuff. Anything that wants to divide you from your brother. Poison stuff. Right? He has been here all this long. The way that brother plays the bass guitar. I don't trust that young man. I don't like it. He's talking to young people. So the next service day, that young brother, the same young brother that was being spoken about, you see him playing the bass guitar. So, oh yeah, I want to see what the old timer was talking about.
So,
so it starts with the music. It goes on to the preaching. It goes on the deacons. It talks about the Sunday school teachers. So who is right? Is him only that is doing right? Do you see? It's not right. Everybody is wrong. This one is not doing well. This one is not doing well. This one has not invited me for dinner. Ever since I came to church, the pastor has never mentioned my name in public. You see, he doesn't like me. Brother, the devil can do anything. Anything. From your shoes to your children. Everything. The devil can do anything to destabilize you. Don't listen. Anything that is divisive, you don't listen to that. Because it is the devil that's doing that. Are we mature people? They can answer what the prophet is talking about. Amen. Don't you have nothing to do with anything else? You stay right, loving and sweet and kind to one another. Pray for that man that he will be saved to, or that woman, or ever who it is. Just pray for them. Stick one to another. Is that right? Stay with your pastor. See, he's a shepherd. And you give him respect. He will lead you through. And Because he's ordained of God to do so. Now, do you remember that? The enemy will come. And when he does, just cling that much closer together. And the one that the devil is using for an enemy will either get out or come in and be one of you. That's all. Don't never clan among one or talk and make yourself clannish. We are one. Amen. So we don't want people from this area, they've got their own clique, and people from this other area, they've got their own clique, and these ones, and the ones from the bank, the ones from this this other job, and these other ones from this other job, and they've got their own clubs. I was trying not to mention the suburbs, right? Amen. But we are one. Do we believe that? The one time the prophet says it's time for the overalls to hug the tuxedo. Calico embraces the silk. Is that right? We are together. And we are going to heaven. One heaven. There is no heaven for the rich. And another one for the poor. We are one. We sing the same songs. We read the same Bible. Everything is all the same. Amen. May God help us. Amen. Let me close off by this as I'm reading, finishing up this quote. Don't ever clan among one or talk about make yourselves clannish. We are one. You couldn't say, left hand, I'm mad at you. I'm going to take you away. You are not my right hand. He is my left hand. I want him to stay there. Even the little tip of my finger. I want to stay right there. Every little part of my body, stay right there. And God wants us, as a body of believers, to stay right exactly with one another. Right at one another. And now, you've got tapes on that. You've got tapes on what we believe. You've got tapes on discipline in the church. How we behave ourselves in the church of God. How we got to come here together and sit together in heavenly places. Don't stay home. If God is in your heart, you can hardly wait for them doors to open out yonder to get in here to fellowship with your brothers. If you don't feel that way, then I tell you, it's time you go to pray. Amen. Because we're in the last days. Where the Bible exalted us, or exalts us, much more as we see that day approaching. To love one another with Christian love and divine love. To assemble ourselves together in heavenly places. And Jesus Christ, and love one another. By this, we'll all know. Men know that we You are my disciples when you have love one for another. Says, that's right. Stay right together. Is that right? Are we in the last days? Yes. We know what is happening in Israel. Jerusalem for capital and for America to move their embassy into there. Tensions among the Arabs and the Jews. One of the mosques was ransacked by the Israeli soldiers. But we know one day it will be the Mosque of Omar. And the moment they destroy that, within months, they'll build the temple. And worship begins. They've got all the material ready for it. They even have got dressing for the priests. They are ready. We are delaying them. We want to make sure we do our part. Amen. We must do our part because it's homegoing time. Do you love that, brother, sister? Let's stand upon our feet. Hallelujah. Praise be the name of the Lord. When we are sent apart, I want to sing that song together. it again.
When we are sad, the path us in world pain, but we shall still be told in her.
Hallelujah. That's sober singing, right? And we certainly appreciate the Lord. We've got a Shona song that goes together just like this. We want to sing that one also. Not Ukamawechi Christian, but Tiruwa Wazan, right. Let's put our hands together, everybody, now. Yamu Rana Tino Yamu Rana Tino 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 Bye.
para que
Lord. Amen, amen. We want to bow our heads and have a word of prayer. I want to ask Brother Temi Nkosi all the way from Wangate, can you come forward, my brother, and close this service in a word of prayer. Hallelujah. Praise be the name of the Lord. Amen. I believe it's an opportunity you want the Lord to undertake for you. Amen. So that you express God in this life. Amen. Yes. 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 Yes, Lord. Yes. 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 Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Amen. Yes, Lord. Yes. 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 Yeah. Yes, Lord. Yes. 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 Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Undertake for us. Have mercy, Lord. Have mercy, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Bless you. Thank you. Amen. Let's just take our seats.